Speaking of horror, David Lynch's debut feature film, Eraserhead, is one of the most disturbing and frightening films of all time. It feels like you've suddenly been parachuted into a black and white nightmare. Christine McKenna is the co-author of David Lynch's biographical memoir, Room to Dream. Here's the excerpt from our conversation with Christine, where she talks about the unnerving power of Eraserhead.
The first time I saw Eraserhead, I didn't know what I was looking at. Most people, I think, respond that way. But it's very powerful and it's very seductive because it's so beautiful. It looks like it's on velvet or something.
Yeah.
It's a black and white film, of course. And first I was pulled in just by the beauty and the humor, because there are parts of it that are very funny. But as I became more familiar with the film, I think it's a deeply spiritual film. David says that too.
Yeah, so for those listeners who aren't familiar with Eraserhead, this is a tough question, but I know you can answer it. Can you kind of give us a brief synopsis of the film's storyline?
It's the story of Henry Spencer, who gets a girl named Mary X pregnant, and she gives birth to a deformed infant and abandons Henry with the infant, and the infant then dies. And along the way, Henry has kind of an erotic awakening with a neighbor. And through very complicated means, there's a very kind of miraculous ending, and it ends on a happy note.
Eraserhead is really, it seems, all about the mood. There's very little dialogue. The film strikes me as kind of the cinematic equivalent of a tone poem. And so much of the mood is conveyed through the soundtrack that David and Alan Splett worked so hard to create. Can you talk about the role that the soundtrack plays in Eraserhead?
Alan Splett was hugely important to David in helping him develop his ability to design sound. Alan was a real genius. They met in Philadelphia, and they kind of invented their own ways to make sound effects, because David always has such specific things, ideas in his mind when he does something. They couldn't find any recorded sound effects that matched what he needed. So he worked closely with Alan up until Blue Velvet, which Alan left because he said he couldn't work on it. It made him sick. There's a lot of like distant train whistles and barking dogs and insects, and he's very good at harvesting sound.
Yes, very much so, and marrying it so well to images.
Shortly after I started meditating, I would always do these little drawings in the food room. And one day I started drawing this little woman. And I'm drawing along, and I'm looking at this drawing, and this woman came to life in my mind. And I realized that this woman lived in Eraserhead, and that this woman lived inside the radiator.
Christine McKenna is the co-author, along with David Lynch, of Room to Dream.
Personally, I have always had a genuine fear and concern about what happens after you die, shared with probably every other member of my species.
Director Don Coscarelli joins us to talk about his indie science fiction fantasy horror film, Phantasm. That's coming up in just a moment. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you.